regulations that favor the automotive industry. That was his line from Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hati, mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever. Disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua. Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani. Sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Kita di situ melawan dunia, bahwa kita tidak percaya bahwa itu, dan ini di Adam keadaannya pasti berbeda, nggak mungkin sama dengan yang sebelumnya.
Maksudnya kita justru mau mematahkan apa kata dokter maupun apa kata literatur yang sudah mengatakan bahwa 3-13 itu pasti umurnya tidak banyak, kita mau mematahkan statement itu. Kita pengen ngasih yang terbaik untuk Adam dari hal kayak medis maupun dari rasa kasih sayang, itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati. Dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa ada bisa sembuh walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Aku tahu apa yang kita jalani.
Oh, sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, yeah, yeah. Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama.
Be
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You just enjoyed a song by Raisa back in 2010 when she debuted in her self-titled album Raisa. And Voice of Indonesia is so proud to be part of one of medias that accompanies Raisa in the very first journey of her career. And you are still enjoying Indonesia today, not only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, but also on RRI Net that is accessible on rri.co.id or UCTV. And as always, I'm Rahma, is here to present various information, programs, music all about Indonesia. Only on Indonesia today. You can also join us, participating by sending a message to our social media on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or to our WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. We'll be back to read some messages of our listeners, so don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia today.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Always in change, new days are strange, the world insane. If love and peace are strong. While the peace of love that don't belong, the nation dropping bombs, the chemical gas filling lungs, little ones, with ongoing suffering as you die young. So ask yourself, is the loving really wrong? So I can ask myself, really what is going on in this world that we're living in? People keep on missioning, making wrong decisions over visions of dinner, unfucking each other. Why is that, brother? A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. Truth kept secret, swept under the rug. If you never know truth, you'll never know love. Where's the love, y'all? I don't know. Where's the truth, y'all? I don't know. Where's the love?
Jazro. I'm a singer and songwriter. I'm currently 23 years old, and I'm half Indonesian and Australian. And that song was Where's the Love, which holds a really special place in my heart because that was actually the first song that I've ever learned. When I was younger, my parents used to take me to a restaurant in Kemang, in Jakarta, called Amigos, a Mexican restaurant, a family restaurant. And there, we'd have dinner every Saturday. And I get up on stage from the age of 7 till now. We've been going to the same restaurant. And from when I couldn't sing till now, I can sing. It's basically been like the place where my journey started. And so this place is very special to me. This song is very special to me. And anytime it goes on, all my friends know I'm going to get up there and sing the song. So yeah, that's Where's the Love? Right now, currently, besides singing and songwriting, I'm also studying. I'm studying a degree in applied business, majoring in entrepreneurship, because one day I'd love to own my own little business. I'm very passionate about music, and it's actually helped me a lot throughout my life, face certain battles. I'm quite scared of flying, and that's one of the times I sing the most. Sing to myself, put on some earphones, and sing out loud, even without any sound. I'm still, like, you know, in my feels. But yeah, anytime I'm scared, anytime I'm sad, anytime I'm lonely, anytime I'm happy, I'm always singing. And so it's really been my outlet and my release, and it's really cool to be able to now write my own music and kind of share the experiences I'm going through or the things I've learned in my life in order to be able to be where I am today. So my first single is called Tak Biasa, which directly translates to unusual. And the song is about long-distance relationships. I normally do home distance relationships, even if that means just, you know, getting close to someone, or as they say now, situationships, the person is normally far away. And I think the reasoning behind that is I like my alone time, I like doing my own thing, and I also seek a partner who's independent and is motivated to achieve their dreams. And I believe also as a woman, it's very important to chase your dreams. And sometimes these dreams are better chased on your own when you have all the space in the world to basically explore. And so, yeah, back to the song. Don't know why I went on a whole tangent about long distance. But the song is about long distance relationships. So basically taking a zoom out from a long distance. Because normally when you are in a long distance relationship, you tend to think really selfishly. Is that the word? Selfishly. Yeah. Selfishly, you tend to think, does he miss me? Does he want to see me? When am I going to see him again? You start to do a lot of self-doubt. You start to question a lot of things within yourself. But if you zoom out and kind of like put yourself in another person's shoes and you think about if that person is feeling those emotions, it's actually really helpful in feeling more united and at one with the relationship. And that's something I've struggled with a lot throughout like my course of dating. And so now I've come to the realization that if you put your ego aside and you become more selfless, you're actually in a position to really achieve greatness within the relationship. You're able to be more successful with it, I think, because I think a relationship is all about teamwork. And when you realize that it's team, besides being on your own, it has better chances of success. So through my song, it's basically a reflection of something that I learned, which is if you become less selfish and more selfless, it can actually help you in the long run in achieving, yeah, the goals you want to achieve in a relationship. And what else can I say about my song? It's the first song that I've ever written. I wrote it with my friend Jamesy, and the story is quite funny. We went to this beach town in Pelabuhan Ratu, which is West Java, and went to a waterfall there. And on the way up the waterfall, we're like hiking up, he turns to me and he's like, "Do you ever think about writing lyrics?" And I'm like, "Yeah, matter of fact, I actually got a lot of lyrics." And he's like, "Oh, cool, because I make a lot of music, but I just don't really have female vocals. We should try something out." And so Tap Biasa is actually the first song we put together. And then fast forward 2 years later, I met with my label, and then they introduced me to a bunch of cool people, like Kenny Gabriel produced my song, Barsana helped me with the vocal directing, and we basically brought the song to life. And I think that I'd like to say that I'm quite proud of this being my first song, because I think it really pictures who I am as a person. I think it authentically shows the struggles girls or humans face, and it's okay not to be perfect. And Fabiasa is my version of trying to show the world who I really am. So I hope you enjoy, and here it is.
Biasa ku pikirkan apa yang dia rasakan, karena ego membuat rusak. Katanya yang penting kau tidak ragukan. Apa yang ku lakukan, semua ku berikan untuk kebaikan. Maafkan kesalahanku. Ku takkan putus asa. Ku akan berusaha untuk mencoba jadi versi terbaikku. Tak biasa ku pikirkan apa yang dia rasakan, karena ego membuat susah. Katanya yang penting kau tidak ragukan. Kita saling percaya, harus mengenalnya. Jalan percintaan ini tidak begitu gampang. Kita saling cinta, saling berusaha untuk jadi versi terbaik untuk dirinya. Tak biasa ku pikirkan apa
yang dia rasakan. Kadang ego membuat rusa. Katanya yang penting kau tidak ragukan. Tak biasa ku pikirkan apa yang dia rasakan. Kadang ego membuat rusa. Katanya yang penting kau tidak ragukan. Melupakan pikiran buruk, keraguan membuatku tak nyaman dan lelah. Haya, haya. Tak biasa ku pikirkan apa yang dia rasakan. Karena ego membuat susah. Katanya yang penting kau tidak ragukan. Tak biasa ku pikirkan apa yang dia rasakan. Karena ego membuat susah. Katanya yang penting kau tidak ragukan.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dan jaya di lautan para
milenium. Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium where the Indonesian people from Malaysia, none of Chinese who sailed. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese who sailed. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Kalau istilah PVC itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitarnya tahun 1830-an, 1840-an.
Here around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or cap catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Pinisi sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur, sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar penisil.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Finisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Finisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam apa namanya ya? Cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya. Pada tahun
the term Finisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president Soekarno held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, the question still arose about what Finisi boat is, because the term Finisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the reports of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari. There was palari Lompong, there was palari Tongpong. The term Finisi started being known in the 80s, especially after the Finisi was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called palari were then called Finisi. So the term Finisi, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Finisi no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Finisi Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ, di Singapura lah misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Finisi. Jadi, istilah Finisi yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan, sebenarnya suatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Finisi itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. And ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
Alai. People's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as palari. So the use of the word Finisi is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motorization and Indonesian sailing boat, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of. When Finisi Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Finisi was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Finisi to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Finisi itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Finisi untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Finisi became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today. At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan. And then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman, who was watching us as a witness who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir, if you still need more people. And he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said, the same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 developed sails called pinisi, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal pinisi di Banan ini asalnya dari Arab, dulu pun Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Spinisi ship was built originally from Arab Lumba, Sulawesi. Starting from the year before independence in 1945, after independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience and it is recognized throughout the world.
Dan di segi pengalaman saja, diakui oleh seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan finisinya 1 tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami bikin di pantai dia ke pantai Anjuran.
With the Pinisi, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2.5 months. Has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, BT wood and kick wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of kick wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk pasir tulang. Depnya ini kayu jati. Lagi nas, papan sil papannya disusun, pasir tulang.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali seling, tali tian, nampa buatan, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ships experts. Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is precise up to 6 meters without any writing about 10 minutes or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu.
There is one thing that is absence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula that is not made into a drawing, but made into various sizes which are recorded above the gorge. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemu-Lemu people. It seems to have a formula called Kasapalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meter long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Pinisi in the 70s, were much bigger. So there is an impression that the Arab people at some point in 1930s to 1950s created a new manufacturing formula called Kata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Arab pada suatu saat tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
building a boat is very, very complicated things. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 tons more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as sailboat. If you install one small part wrongly, the sailboat won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not fail. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not fail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archaeology for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only Finisi.
Cara mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva ini tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan perahu-perahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit. Sehingga bukan menjadi ini bahwa kesunjian kepala ya kira wah memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya? Memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih dikedepankan kepada halayak ramai, supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini sih doang.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI listeners and viewers, that's it Indonesia today on RRiNet, I mean, but on voinews.id and RRi Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour, still on voinews.id and RRi Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. So I'm Rahma Sani now, bye for now. From RRiNet.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRiNet.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Bersama kita bagai hutan dan hujan.
itu waktu ku petik bintang untuk kau simpan. Rayanya tenang, berikan kau perlindungan sebagai pengingat teman, juga sebagai jawaban semua tantangan. Ku petik bintang untuk kau simpan. Rayanya tenang, berikan kau perlindungan sebagai pengingat teman, juga sebagai jawaban semua tantangan.
Kesal dengan sikapmu yang selalu bertanya mana perhatianku. Mungkin kau tak pernah merasakan apa yang ku lakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat, tapi kau tak melihatnya.
Sore's Newsline. National Development Planning Minister of Indonesia Rahmat Pambudi met with U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia Kamala Shrinlahbir to seek clarity on the scope and impact of the United States' temporary foreign aid suspension on Indonesia's development programs. The minister voiced concerns that the temporary foreign aid suspension policy could negatively impact important programs in Indonesia, including the handling of HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and the provision of medical equipment. Moving on to Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly of Indonesia, Lestari Murdia, who emphasized the importance of continued development in the cultural sector despite ongoing government efficiency policies, including those within the Ministry of Culture. According to the Assembly's Deputy Speaker, the government must prioritize several key programs to achieve various development targets in the cultural sector. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Sederhana tapi manis. Pergi dari kampungnya, tujuannya ke kota. Ingin hidup coba-coba, cepatnya sesuaikan diri. Laganya bak pragawati, uang tak dari mana, segalanya dia punya. Dan langsung ngetop namanya Bimbi. Tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya, Bimbi. Tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Tahun ke masa berganti, Bimbi tak dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi.